This weekend, Dave Chappelle returns to TV as the host of the first Saturday Night Live post-election. Chappelle has been away from TV for a long time now. His groundbreaking sketch comedy show ran on Comedy Central from 2003 until 2006.
Kids, drugs is all around you. How will I know when drugs is around, you might be asking? Well, I tell you. You with them magic markers, what you think that is? Some kind of crayon? No, take that cap off and sniff it, and you'll be high.
Well, Dave Chappelle left that show abruptly, and the network canceled it, so this is an important moment for him. And joining us to talk about it is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, and this is a big moment to have Dave Chappelle host SNL. Why now, do you think?
Well, you know, Lorne Michaels is television's savviest producer, and I think he has really deftly handled how SNL has approached this election. Now, you can agree or disagree with his choices, and I've disagreed with some of them, but having Trump as a guest host and then having Alec Baldwin come on and do this devastating parody, and now he's got Dave Chappelle coming on. I mean, he's one of the nation's most incisive comics of color, and he talks a lot about race and society, and now he's going to get a chance to come back to television, and he's going to have a platform on Saturday Night Live, first time hosting, to talk about what it means that Trump is now our president, among other things. And there's a 16-second promo on YouTube that came out, you know, where he's just walking into 30 Rock and people are sharing it all over the internet because they can't wait to see what he's going to do.
But I still wonder why he has decided to do this. And also, we should say that this was agreed upon before we knew that Trump would be the next president.
Well, I think there was a sense that regardless of who won, you would want to hear from somebody like Dave Chappelle. So I think it made sense to have him. I mean, he's done a series of stand-up gigs in New York City, and so maybe that is why they thought it would be a good time to have him host a show that he'd already be in town. But as I said before, you know, he hasn't really done a major, you know, TV appearance like this. So to me, it makes all kinds of sense to, I mean, you know, no matter what he was doing, to have him on the Saturday Night Live after the election.
Well, how is this likely to go? Because Dave Chappelle has been somewhat unpredictable in his stand-up performances, also very incisive. Here he is in a clip from his 2004 comedy tour For What It's Worth.
A lot of black people don't have the privilege of knowing about grape juice because they have grape drink. It's not the same formula that you get. Ain't no vitamins in that. You might have one of your black friends over. Todd, Todd, would you care for a glass of grape juice? What? What is juice? I want some grape drink, baby.
So you hear that. And also, I remember, Eric, one of my favorite Dave Chappelle sketches was he did the Black Bush, where it was as if George W. Bush had been a black person.
Right. I suspect that whoever's working the 5-second delay is going to be very nervous on Saturday night. But, you know, what's interesting to me about Dave Chappelle, you know, when he left his Comedy Central show and then he went to Africa for a while and then he came back and did stand up, I covered when he came back. I saw him in Atlanta and I caught him after the show and talked to him a little bit. And what was interesting to me and what seemed to come through is that he gets very frustrated when he feels like the press or the public willfully misunderstands, in his mind, his very contradictory, complex, and incisive humor. He can go up on stage and talk about race and class and all these really touchy subjects and even contradict himself sometimes to the point where you're not quite sure where he stands on an issue. And then people assume that they know, but they get it wrong, and then it frustrates him. And I think that's one reason why he may have decided to step away from his Comedy Central show, that he felt like he was doing a lot of sketches that a huge percentage of his audience was not understanding in the way that he wanted them to.
And do we have any sense of his politics?
Well, it's interesting. You know, like I said, he did some stand-up in New York, and apparently he did a routine where he was skeptical about all the outrage over the Access Hollywood video of Donald Trump talking about what he wanted to do to women. That was read by the New York Observer as him supporting Trump. And then Chappelle's people sort of went out and sort of said that they felt that wasn't true. He voted for Hillary Clinton. So, like I said, you know, he can have very complex and sometimes seemingly contradictory takes on an issue. I can't wait to see what he does on Saturday, because we don't really know what he's going to say. Will he get up there and say that Hillary deserved to lose? Will he get up there and have a different take on Trump that the rest of us didn't see? I hope, actually, that we will see something new and surprising and incisive that will make us think about all of this in a different way.
Well, I'll say one thing, which is that we talk to you every week about things that are going on TV, and I haven't heard you this excited about one of them in a while. So this is really, we can't wait to see SNL with Dave Chappelle.
I wasn't like this about the Gilmore Girls or Fuller House. I wasn't like it.
Definitely not Fuller House.
You're lucky I didn't do my Dave Chappelle impersonation. That's all I'm saying.
Eric Deggans, who is NPR's TV critic, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you very much, man.
Oh, see, there it is. We couldn't get away without it.
There it was.